There we go. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing quite well. Is this Teddy?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Hi, Teddy. Teddy, it's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke about a week ago regarding branding your business on Google. We've been doing a website for you, something you wanted to think about. I wanted to give you a call back, see if you've given it some thought, see if I could answer any questions for you.
Oh, man, you know, that's I'm pretty good with that, you know, and I like it all. It's
mm-hmm.
just, and I do need the action. I don't know how much action I'm going to get. You said it was $10 a day.
Right. It's $2.99. That's the flat rate on a month-to-month basis. And I mean.
Oh, so it's $300 a month.
Right. Yeah. So it's a flat rate no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. So it's going to be covering your entire service area, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There's a social media campaign and paid Facebook ads, the website included. I mean, we're talking about the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. When we don't know who to call,
you want heck of sales. And one thing, I might have some pictures of some jobs that don't make
perfect.
No sense. I might have some. I don't have the website. Of course
that's
not.
Okay. We're building a website for you. We're going to build a website for you. We're going to build, host, maintain, and update a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven.com website for you. So we can use the photos that you've already got, Teddy, and then as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos. We can add those photos or even videos to your website. There would never be any additional cost for that. In fact, there's no additional cost for anything. So it's easy to budget for. It's to the penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that.
I wouldn't have a problem with it if it pays off.
Of course. I mean, it is month to month for a good reason.
Right.
We have to get your phone ringing early and keep it ringing off, and we have to earn your business 1 month at a time.
That's a fair deal. Now, I'm all interested. Okay, so we got it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know how much it costs a month. It's $300.
Right.
Now, what if I ain't got a website? I just want somebody to say, let's say I just do drywall and grid ceilings.
Okay.
Okay, commercial, residential.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I have a partner. But he does electrical plumbing. He does all kinds of stuff. And
okay.
So I didn't want to get in. I told him what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
right? And he said, go ahead, check it out. See, play with it a little bit like this. We don't paint, you know?
Okay.
No
paint.
So we do, I do a lot, of course, we're partners. The reason why I have a partner, let me tell you, I wouldn't have a partner. The reason I have a partner is because sometimes the jobs are too big for us. And if
right.
I take on a partner, he has a crew, and we're all used to working together,
yeah.
that we could take a bigger job on. But most of the jobs are small anyway, so we don't, well, you know, we did an office building this time last year. Had
okay.
To take, had, okay. Bring him
yeah.
in. So
yeah, of course.
What's your name again?
My name is Paul, Teddy.
Okay, hold on, Paul, I already started taking some notes.
Oh, good.
So I'm taking some notes now. Now, Paul, I'm fucking half illiterate. Excuse my mouth. I don't mean to be talking.
That's okay. I don't mind.
It is Monday, and Mondays are the worst days in the world for me.
Gotcha.
They're just rough. So Paul, I don't know if I can. You're going to have to teach me how to work this system or how it works.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Just roughly go over this with me. How does this thing work? How is it going to work on my end? What do I got to do? Do I got to answer the phone?
That is pretty much it. I mean, we are going to talk to you when we get everything set up. You know, you'll have what we call a client interview with one of our technicians. So we're going to
mm-hmm.
want to talk to you about, you know, little things like hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept. We'll also want to know if you've got a mission statement, motto, tagline,
slogan. Slow down, Paul. I don't know. You speak in Chinese to me, man. That's scaring me. A mission contact and what all this bullshit?
Like a slogan. You know, no job too big, no job too small. You know, mission statement. You know, it doesn't have to be anything tremendous, but like, you know, it depends on how you want your branding, you know, for your business. You want on your website, you know, we strive for perfection, or, you know, customer satisfaction is job one. You know, we're knowledgeable, we're trustworthy. We just want to talk to you about how you would describe your services and describe yourself and your crew. And that way, and it's not real crazy or technical, you know, just, we want some basic information about how you want your company to pop up. So when people see your website, you know, they'll be able to see the services that you provide. We'll talk to you in depth about your services and where you want to provide those services. And that way you're only getting the right types of phone calls. So, and that's really the extent of it. I mean, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'd have 24/7 access to it. You or someone else can see exactly how much work you're getting. But to be honest with you, Teddy, a lot of our clients, they just let their phone ring. And if it's someone who's never called them before, they say, hey, you know, how'd you find me? They say, oh, well, I saw your website on Google. And well, that's enough for a lot of our clients to know that the service is working. So basically, you know, other than that initial client interview where we're trying to get a little bit of information to accurately promote your business and present it in the light that you want to shine on your company, after that, you do just answer the phone, and you'll get calls directly to you. Now, one thing that I did see here, when you spoke originally with Rona, I think she was looking for a website, but she found instead Angie Leads. Now, that, of course, Home Advisor powered by Angie, that's a lead-based service where you have to do a lot of work. I mean, you have to call somebody, hope that they answer the phone. You have to most of the time.
That system works for me.
It does work for you?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay, good.
I'm not scared to try anything else. So you can't really shoot that system down. It does work.
I wasn't going to shoot it down, but what I was going to say is if you're looking for something easy, you know, that might not be the easiest thing. So if you're able to do well with calling a customer and, you know, trying to talk to them and hope that they answer the phone, this is even easier. Because with something like Angie's, I think a lot of people use that service because they know they're going to get multiple phone calls. Some of them are just looking for the cheapest guy. But mm-hmm. with this, there's a built-in filtering system. And to be honest, you're not going to be the only company that pops up when someone is looking for drywall, let's say. And of course, mm-hmm. not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you. But that is a good thing. People will be able to make a conscious and informed decision. They'll look at a couple of different websites. When they pick up the phone to call you, they've pretty much already decided that you're their guy. They want to hire you. They hope you answer the phone. They hope you're available. You know, they're thinking if your price is fair, they want to work with you. So the calls that you get are basically from someone who saw your website before they called you. It's going to be a very high conversion rate, higher, I would think, than Angie's, because, of course, with that, you know, you're not the only one contacting that person. But if you're doing well with that, this is going to be even better. They don't conflict. They're completely different services. That, of mm-hmm. course, is lead-based, and this is just to get your phone ringing. What I can tell you is this, and again, not to say anything bad about Angie's. I'm well aware of Angie's. It used to be called Home Advisor. Before that, it was Service Magic, going back 10 years. So I've talked to a lot of business owners over the years that have used that exact same service. Others that have used maybe like Thumbtack or Networks, CraftJack. Those are all paid lead services. A lot
now,
of my clients.
I use Thumbtack. I don't use Thumbtack no more. They were fantastic. They were fantastic.
Okay.
They changed about 4 years ago.
Yes.
Right before the pandemic. They were
yes.
fans. I got every lead that they send me a lead. I call the guy on the phone.
Right.
I set an appointment up Friday, Saturday, whatever day to go look
yeah, exactly.
at the issue they're having, and I get the job.
Right.
But then they changed it where the phone would just ring. They left up to the client to call me or contact. They contact me through them.
Yes.
And
yeah.
it just didn't work for me.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not the only person to say that. But you know, I'm glad you're seeing success with Angie. If you can do well,
not great success because okay. The area I'm booking from, the area I'm going to use is not so much big time on the Angie list, but I got Angie list on commercial and a rural area.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
And, it's fine. It's fine. You get what you get, you know. But it's okay. I really was going to aim. I got a drywall company. I'm really aiming the homeowners.
Yeah.
That had a roof leak, plumbing leak. They want to get the addition done. Some new builders. Because my clients, they're older. I'm 65. They drop off. They quit doing this. They're not doing this business no more. I don't want to go through my problems. And so you got to pick up new clients to replace the one. Not that you did a bad job. Not that you're too high. You can lose a client because their daughter married somebody does what you do.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No,
are you there, Paul?
I'm here. Can you still hear me?
Paul, we're getting a bad connection, buddy.
I'm not sure what happened there. I can hear you quite clearly.
Okay. Is it your headpiece?
No, I don't know. Can you still hear me, though?
I can hear you better, Paul.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there.
Okay, Paul, so I'm going to turn this thing over, but I would like to know everything that you need. You need pictures, and
sure.
You need a slogan.
Yeah.
I got pictures, slogan. I know I never really thought of a slogan, but I know somebody asked, come up with a slogan for me.
Okay.
So you need pictures, slogan. Now you say you're going to build a website. How long does it take to build a website?
It takes us about 3 or 5 business days. You know, so that
happens
pretty
quickly. Oh my gosh, Paul.
Yeah.
3 or 5 business days. No, I'm not rushing you or anything. Never had a website. I don't think if do I need a website? I think it's overkill. I don't know.
Well, it does give people a little bit more information. Like on your Angie's profile, it says in business since 1982. We take great pride in our experience, expertise, quality, and customer service that we provide to meet the consumer's need. And it says, it is our mission to provide excellent workmanship and complete customer satisfaction from start to completion of a project. And it says, in order to understand the needs and expectations of our customers, we take great work and communicate with every customer in a professional manner. Our reputation is based on service, safety, and quality, regardless of how large or small the job. So I don't know if that's something you provided with them or something that they came up with, but that's the kind of thing that we're talking about as far as putting on your website.
They really come up with that. I don't talk like that.
Well, you don't have to. And if you don't actually have like a mission statement or something like that, I mean,
Would that be a mission statement? It is pretty much.
You know, our mission to provide excellent workmanship. Yeah, we can use stuff like that or create similar content on our own.
I really concentrate hard, very hard. The house is cleaner when we leave.
Oh wow.
Than when we came in there. I make sure. My guys are clean. We might trash a place. This is hard construction coming in to an occupied place. Hard. Mm-hmm. Drywall, sand, and all that finishing and shit.
Of course.
I got to take extreme caution.
Okay.
And so I make sure the house is clean. Now, I got a house and we got to go in Friday. Friday, did I do that? Yeah, I got the job I got to do Friday. People, their basement got flooded. I got to tear it all out. But that house is super immaculate. I even told the man and wife, I said, usually houses are cleaner after we leave, but I don't think I could clean as well as you do.
Right.
Here.
Yeah.
And,
it sounds like you definitely take pride in your work. You really want that homeowner to feel
like you're treating their home like
it's your own.
Well, you don't want to treat it like my house.
Well, I don't know. But that's how they would feel. That attention to detail, that level of care.
But I tell my guys, we can never do a good enough job.
Just
never. There could always be something improved.
So if you convey, and I'm taking pretty good notes here, but I mean, if you can, and I know that you will, convey that kind of commitment, that kind of passion, really, for what you do to our client interview technician, we'll be able to roll with that and take it from there and build out your website. After that, we just need photos from you.
And you need $300 a month. Don't forget that.
Well, it is that flat rate, yeah, and it's the exact amount.
Okay.
It builds
okay.
on the same day once a month.
Now, Paul, now I'm having an anxiety attack here. I don't know how am I going to work your system? I mean, you're going to say, okay, Ted, just sit back and the phone's going to ring. Is that what you're telling me?
It is our job to list you where most people go when they don't know who to call. You know, 20, 30 years ago, you've been in business long enough. You remember the yellow pages, right?
I do remember the yellow pages. I worked the shit out of them yellow pages.
I bet you did. And you know, back then, the real savvy business owners knew that most people, I mean, the way it was set up, first of all, you have to flip alphabetically to the service that you need, and most people would simply call from the beginning of the alphabet, right? And that's why there were all of these AA this, AAA that, you know, all
right,
these companies
yeah, yeah.
that knew they could get ahead of their competitors alphabetically and get more phone calls that way. You know, part of that process does still work today, only we don't make our calls from the yellow pages. We use Google, and Google doesn't list alphabetically. They list by relevant content. So we want to make sure that Google puts you ahead of your competitors so that, you know, the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy that's available and has a fair price, it's the guy that we hire. So we just need to put you ahead of your competitors so people would see you. I mean, obviously, you know, being in business since 1982, that's what someone going to look for, someone who appreciates, you know, someone who does quality work and someone who does have experience. That's going to get your phone ringing. So we'll do everything on our end. Obviously, you're an expert at what you do, and we've been doing what we do, not as long as you, but since 2004, you know, 19 years is a long time for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page of the internet. So we've got experience in our industry. Even when, you know, Google makes changes, they keep us up to date because we are partnered up with Google. So we'll be able to make sure that you stay where people are looking for your services. You know, the old tried and true methods, you know, the billboards and the radio and the print ads, I mean, that is still tried. It's not always as true, though. Most people just drive past the billboard, don't even notice what it says, or, you know, they might not even need the service that's listed on that billboard. But what this does, people who need your service, like, you know, every now and then I got a business card tucked in my windshield, right? I just tuck it aside and throw it away later. I don't even know what it is or what it's for. Doggy walker. How do they even know if I have a dog or not, right? They don't. They're just trying to target whoever's interested. But if I need a doggy walker, I'm going to grab my smartphone and I'm going to Google doggy walker and I'm going to find someone who's got a nice website and a fair price and I'm just going to call and hire them. I mean, you know, there used to be a guy who put, he did driveways. So on my doorstep, because I've got one of only two houses on our street with the original driveway from 1969. So it's in pretty bad shape. There's grass growing up through the cracks and things like that. So he doesn't do it anymore, but he used to. And it was always there like once a week or something like that. The same business owner with this detailed brochure that probably cost him a pretty penny, you know, outlining how he can fix my driveway. You know, I've not been in the market for a new driveway. I'm still not. But if ever I am, I'm not going to hunt for the brochure in a drawer somewhere. I'm going to grab my smartphone. I'm going to type in, you know, concrete contractor near me or something like that, right? And that's kind of how we do business these days. So we're going to put you where people who need your services are looking, and they're going to find you, and they're going to call you.
Now, I got a smartphone. So can I work this whole thing from my smartphone?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
You'll be able to track everything from your smartphone. There'll be an app that you can use. There's also a dedicated website that you can log into. But really, like I said, a lot of our clients, you know, especially the ones that have been around for a long time, they don't bother with their tracking system at all. I mean, we would like them to. I mean, there's a lot of information, useful information. Oh, you know, print out tax, print out the invoices for tax purposes. I mean, doing business, the cost of doing business, advertising is a tax write-off. So not only is it going to set you up nice for 2024, it's a tax write-off for 2023. So you can see that information through your client dashboard. But what I was saying is a lot of our clients don't even use the tracking system at all. They just answer their phone and talk to people who call them.
Yeah, I've been in this business a long time. Well, a real long fucking time. I ain't going nowhere neither. I'm looking for another 40 years. I'm 65 now.
Uh-huh.
And I've just started enjoying myself.
Okay.
I know for a fact, I don't care what anybody says, just a very few years in between there, right after the first of the year, this work drops off. We're still busy. We stay busy. You know, we make
right.
a few ends meet. David, they don't start back up till sometime around Easter. So I don't know that's going to, you know, and I know that's where I've been. It'd be nice if this little thing we're going to pull would pick up that edge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to get you some zip codes where I want to do this at, right? Is that how that's done?
Yeah, or they're just cities. That's fine, too. But if you've got specific zip codes, we can target those zip codes, even
That's what I was going to do. How would you? What do you mean neighborhood? You mean I'll tell you the name of that neighborhood, the streets are on it? And just,
I'm
not going to do that. I'm going to do zip code.
Zip code is fine. But what I'm saying is it's finely tuned, targeted marketing. We can run those ads exactly where you want them to show. To target those customers. Zip codes is fine. You know, if you got a long list or a short list, we can target those zip codes.
Yeah, because I like to keep it reasonably close to my shop and my house.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
right. Yeah, you're not an Uber driver. You know, you're not getting paid to drive, that's for sure.
I mean, I've got my partner, he runs East Coast. but he does dining rooms. And builds dining rooms and commercial restaurants. So that's what his specialty is.
Oh, okay.
And gotcha. We've done that together, too. I ain't doing that shit no more. But I'm doing this here. So I got zip codes. And let's see what a jingle. Is that what we want to do? Is that what you call it, a jingle or something?
A jingle? Like, no, I mean, we're not...
No, you said like a saying, slogan. That's
yeah,
what you call it, slogan.
Mm-hmm. Anything like, no job too big, no job too small, something like that.
Right.
Anything like that.
Okay, what else do you guys need from me? My phone number? That's no big deal.
Yeah, of course. The number that we're speaking on now,
that's
is this
the
number
I'm
you
use.
Want? That's the one
yes.
you want? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
The 410-474-5437, that's the business number. And so that's the number that's going to be on your website. And is it a smartphone, too? Do you receive
it
text
is.
Messages?
It's,
it is. You didn't say that.
Yes,
was a
yes it's a Droid.
Perfect.
The drawers.
Okay. Perfect.
I got a computer at my house, but I got to get it moved up to my office. Been in this office here now 10 years.
Okay.
I never wanted to put that, have an office in my house again. And it drifted in there, you know, it got in there by taking stuff home.
Okay.
Okay. So it don't seem like you need a whole lot of zip codes, slogan. And what else are they going to work on? Some things you mentioned, I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, just like little things, like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, forms of payment that you accept.
American currency. How else do you pick
cash only?
No, I take check, too.
Okay.
you know, prefer cash. I mean, some people pay me in cash and some people, you know, pay in a check. So I don't even know if we should even talk about that. I usually deal with that with the client, you know?
Yeah, sure. Sure, of course.
You know, I don't take their credit cards or anything. I don't see no reason why I start that. What the heck is going on here?
Okay. And then are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Is that for people to contact me?
For people working.
You contact me anytime.
Okay, gotcha. And then
so my working hours is Monday through Friday. We schedule it however we can schedule it, you know?
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And there is not like a physical address to promote for your business, right? Customers never come to you. You always go out to them,
no,
right?
No.
Okay.
That's right.
Angie did have an address on there, the 5127 Shore Drive. Is that?
That's my house.
Right.
You can put that on there. And you could also put my office number on there also. Of course, I don't know what the zip code is. Let me see. I'll see what the zip code. Since you're writing my information down, you know you already sold me this, don't you? Are you there, Paul?
No, I didn't quite hear what you just said.
I said you already know you sold this to me, don't you?
No, I'm just trying to, you know, get information from you. If it's something that you do want to do, it's something that I do need to know. I mean,
okay. I got an office. My office is 14753 Main Street.
Do you receive mail there?
I just put a mailbox up.
You did. Okay. 14753 Main Street, right?
Yeah. Upper Marlboro. A R L B O R E. Suite C.
Okay.
20772.
Okay, 20772.
Right.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then one thing that I would need from you is a working email address. It doesn't have to be a business email.
Ready?
Yes.
No. TEDEFANTIS@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Is that first name and last name?
Yes, that's me.
So your last name is Infantis?
Infantis, yes. EF, like a Fred, ANTIS.
Okay, perfect. And then I guess what I would say is, you know, your customers are simply going to call you. Like I said, everything has the click-to-call feature. We can call, text, or email you. Did you have a preference?
I didn't understand your question. Do I have a preference? What do you mean?
So, like, your customers are going to call you, but let's say, like, our client support team wants to contact you, you know, just to say, hey, your website is done or something like that. Did you prefer that we call you, or would you want us to text you, or it doesn't really matter? It's up to you.
All above.
All of them. That's good, because there's a little bit of redundancy built in. So if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll probably leave a message and maybe send you a text message. Okay?
Right.
So, and then if you don't have any other questions for me, I've actually got the information that I need to get everything set up and started here. I would have to do a couple of things.
Go ahead. What do you got to do?
Oh, I was going to say
you, this. I haven't looked at the calendar, but I would like to start this like the first week of January.
Okay. Today's only the 11th.
Yeah.
So is there a reason for wanting to wait until
January? Yeah, holidays are coming and everything, and I want to do very good using your service. I'm paying $300 with, and I don't want the holidays coming in play in that.
Meaning you don't want to take on more work during the holidays, or?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty pleased with all the way up till January.
Okay.
What we got on the books.
So you want to get things going about, well, the first is 3 weeks from today, actually.
Yeah. And
Christmas
see
is
here.
2 weeks from today.
And I didn't know Christmas shopping at all. Okay,
I
so
know.
January is Monday.
Yeah.
January 1st is Monday. So you contact me anytime, January 1st to the Friday, be fine.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll be happy. Does that good, sound good to you, Paul?
Yeah, we can do that. Absolutely.
Okay, now how do you get paid, Paul?
Well, I'm a salaried kind of guy, so
No, not you, Paul. How do I pay you, Paul?
So sorry, didn't understand. So we take
right.
cash check. We don't take cash check or credit card. That's something that you would do. We take all major credit cards. So MasterCard,
okay.
Visa, Amex, or Discover, any of those, whatever works best for you. Could be a debit card too.
Okay, Paul. Let's say I'm on your service, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get a reasonably sized job. It's going to go on for 3 weeks. I don't need to
okay.
be picking up on no work. Because when the job is going on, I just don't pick up their work. There's no reason for me to be paying for a service. Not that, you know, if I got a job from you the last 3 weeks, I'm happy to give you more juice. But
mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't want to be bothered with my phone ringing. I wouldn't
yeah.
want to be bothered with checking the emails. Considering
right.
this, I'm getting 2-3 emails a day. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. It might not even be a bother. But if I'm on a job for 3 weeks, that can happen. It happens a lot.
Okay.
I would want to cut your service off and then
you
start
can
it back
pause
up.
Pause it. Yeah, you can absolutely do that. In fact, that's one of the things I did want to mention to you and make perfectly clear. It is month to month, so you can stop
right.
at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can stop it at any time, but you can pause it. Like you said, if you end up getting more work than you can handle, if you needed to go on vacation, in fact, the service can be paused seasonally if necessary. We don't charge you during that time or charge you after the fact. It's just on hold. Now,
right.
we don't take anything down except for the paid ads, because obviously that comes out of what you're paying, but we don't actively update or optimize things either. So you might still get phone calls. You can, you know, tell them that you're booked out or something like that, or if
right.
they're willing to wait, you can still schedule it out there. But yeah, if you've got more work than you can shake a stick at, then we don't need to charge you for the service. We're going to pause it for you.
Yeah, because it would need pausing. Not that it's a bad service. It's just,
right.
We really just don't need it right now.
That happens. That happens. You know, sometimes
yeah.
we talk to people who, you know, maybe they just got a small crew. They end up getting a big job. They're like, hey, you know, this can keep us busy for 3 or 4 weeks, you know, and then they pause the service. You could do that.
Okay, Paul. All right. Let's go. Hopefully this works out pretty good, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Paul, what's your phone number? I can get in touch with you. Contact number.
I can text it out to you unless you want to write it down.
I'll write it down right now.
Okay, so it's 877-635-6225. And that's our main company number.
625. Uh-huh.
My extension is 746. Now, client support, they're just extension 1 or option 1.
746.
Correct.
What'd you say, option 1?
Yeah, for client support. So once we get you on board here, if you ever need to talk to someone besides me, like if I'm on the phone, in fact, if you don't put anything in, you might be directed to the client support team. But they're extension 1.
Well, I could leave a message for you since you're familiar
yeah.
with me.
Yeah,
Paul,
absolutely.
What's your last name?
Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, like Flash Gordon. I'm usually able to call my clients back almost always, you know, within an hour, you know. It's very rarely it's going to take me more than an hour to call somebody back.
All right, Gordon. I think we covered enough for me in one day, okay, Gordon? Listen, Gordon, So we went over enough. Since I'm getting to you tuning me up with this, okay? I feel pretty good about this. I knew I was interested in this, but I had to sleep on it good.
Right, yeah.
You know what? At your convenience, just in case I ain't calling you, on Monday the 18th, that's next Monday, contact me if you don't mind.
Sure.
And if I have any more questions, I'll clear this up. Maybe I'll get these area codes for you. I mean, these zip codes.
Zip codes. Mm-hmm.
And we can move on with this. I think this is, do you sell this service a lot, or is there, you know, how many people you got to go through before you sell one?
Oh, you know, when positions become available, it's our job to fill them. So usually our mapping coordinators are pretty good at are getting me in touch with the right type of person, the right type of client, but now, for various reasons, I might need to talk to two or three business owners before we fill the position. But once we fill the position, we actually close out the category. We stop calling through the area, so we're not going to be working with your competitors. Of course,
right,
it's in your best interest. You get the maximum return on investment, but it's also in our best interest, too. I mean, it wouldn't make sense for us to be basically competing against ourselves.
Mm-hmm. All right, Paul. You know, I really like this. I don't know about building me a website or something. I'm going to talk to some people about that also.
Uh-huh.
What they know about it. I don't know how a website looks. I know what a website looks like when I go on it, you know. So it's
right.
A lot of things. So sometimes they have pictures of the restaurant. Sometimes they just have the name and the address.
Right.
So that's basically what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
And that can always be changed. That's not set in contract and concrete.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we can make changes to that at any time. Like I said, the updating and maintenance is included as well.
Okay, Paul. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Well, real pleasure speaking with you. I'll definitely give you a call, Teddy, on the 18th.
Yeah, I got to go check on this job right now, Paul. A plumbing leak. Let me go see what's going on with this. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and,
sounds good.
I think that it's going to work out pretty. I think it's going to work out really good for me.
I think you're going to love it, and I'll call you a week from today.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, Teddy. I appreciate you. You enjoyed the day, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.